Hello, podcasters. This is Mark, and this is my first episode. And I thought it would be super fun because I love mysteries, unsolved mysteries, conspiracy theories, that sort of thing. Although I'm not a conspiracy theorist, so let's just get that straight. But I love that sort of stuff, scary stories, all of that. So I thought I would come up with one that's a little bit different, one I haven't found myself, where I dive into an unsolved mystery in each state. And I know there are tons out there, but I just picked one and I'm going to go from there. And if this is successful, then I might do more like that or something else. But I thought I would do something that I enjoyed a lot and would talk about it. So let's get this started. I went in alphabetical order, which is, I guess, kind of lame, but start with Alabama first. And the one that I chose was the Brasher Dye disappearance, which I knew nothing about. Maybe some people that live in Alabama do, but I don't. So it starts with the Dye brothers, and that's D-Y-E, Billy Howard and Robert, and Dan Brasher, which was a cousin of theirs. So the summary is they were last seen in 1956. They were at a party, left the party, and that's the last that they were seen by anybody, at least anybody that brought up anything. So just to give a little backstory, because I love that as well. Robert and Billy Howard and their cousin Dan Brasher were all last seen leaving a party on the night of March 3rd, 1956. Also, I'm going to just kind of treat this podcast the way I like to listen to them, and there won't be a whole lot of editing, at least not at first, unless it's horrible, which hopefully it's not. Because that's the ones I like to listen to the most, are the ones that are just unfiltered and just go. So if you hear me sniffling like I just did, clearing my throat, I'm sorry. I'll try to get better at not doing that. But hey, that's just me. Anyway, so these guys were last seen leaving a party in their home in Morris, Jefferson County, Alabama. And they were seen driving a 47 green Ford pickup truck. And it was raining heavy on that night, apparently. So a lot of people I read on a few different websites that said they chose not to travel, but these guys were party animals, so that's what they did. They went to a party, and then they left. And so the next day, when nobody had heard from them, initially nobody was super worried because I guess this county especially, but these boys were heavily involved in making moonshine and that sort of thing. So it wasn't a big deal for them not to be seen of or heard of for a few days because they would be making moonshine or just sleeping off, you know, a wild party binger or whatever. So it wasn't that big of a deal. So it didn't raise any red flags at first. After a few days, maybe close to a week, I think is what it says, when they didn't go up or they didn't turn up for their jobs, or anything like that, people started wondering and, you know, eventually they filed a missing persons report. Their cousin Curtis Brasher, which was Dan's brother, they went to check jail houses when they hadn't heard from the family, where they might be. They went, and when they didn't find anything at the jail houses, they filed a missing persons report. So from there, that's when things started to pick up, obviously. In the initial investigation, you know, police were very apprehensive about even doing anything because these guys were just party animals. They probably were just, you know, off in a ditch still sleeping or making their moonshine or whatever. They were met with pushback from the police, which I guess you can't really blame them considering their backstory and how they used to just drink all the time and not show up for work for a few days or contact anybody for a few days. So the police were just kind of skeptical. So they didn't do a whole lot at first. But before long, and after they still weren't showing up or contacting anybody, they started going around to different neighbors and different people that were at the party and things like that, the typical things. And a neighbor of the family said that they heard several gunshots on the March 3rd, the night of the disappearance, and reported it to the police the next day. And so they kind of connected that. But again, it was the South in the 40s, or I'm sorry, the 50s. And it's not like it was unheard of to hear gunshots, especially when they're making moonshine and drinking. So nobody thought anything of it. The police didn't think there was foul play, anything like that. And then another neighbor later told the police that they saw men filling containers of water from an outdoor faucet on March 4th and carrying them in the direction of the house where the party had been. And police didn't know how this was significant at first, but thought it could be a clue, if nothing else. So then there was another report that came to the police of a local store owner that said that next morning on March 4th, a man came in asking for anything that would help get blood off a floor. Now, and the man bought a large quantity of red devil lye before leaving, but I couldn't find anywhere where police ever followed up with this. There was no name about the man, nothing. So seemed rather suspicious, obviously, but nothing ever came of that. And a more interesting police report would come to focus on the majority of the investigation was made by a man living in Blount County. Or, I'm sorry, Blount. Good grief, Blount. Come on, Mo. Which was more than 60 miles away. And on the night of March 3rd and the morning of March 4th, he reported to police that a bulldozer had been active on the construction site near U.S. Highway 79. And there's a big conspiracy where people think this bulldozer covered up the 47 Ford that was last seen being driven by the boys. Kind of weird. But anyway, so after this, and after not much happened, Curtis Brasher, the brother of Dan, started doing his own investigating. And it even says he did it until the day he died. He was constantly trying to figure out what was going on, which I think was interesting, and what I would do as a brother as well. But the deputy that's now on the case, even to this day, Deputy Tom Ellison is the man that's now on the case. I don't know who it was back then. I don't think I read, but it's still active, and there are numbers to call, which I've got right here, actually, with Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, 205-325-5069, if anybody has anything or knows anything. But this is the man that's now on the case, and it's still an active case, and it's actually the oldest active case in cold case squad in this county in Alabama. But the theories around this whole thing and what may have happened or what did happen or whatever, there have been several. One is that the brothers and their cousin were in an illegal moonshine trade business, and somebody got mad at something they did and killed the men. It's believed that the two brothers were buried with their pickup truck under Highway 71 or 79, while the cousin was buried in a cemetery nearby later that week. But there's been no evidence to back that up or to show that. It's just a claim that has taken over in many parts of that county and that area. Another possible theory is that there was just an accident. I mean, they were drinking heavily. Apparently that area, Jefferson County, is known to have lots of ravines and hills and things like that. And it was raining on top of it. The boys could have just gotten into an accident and been killed in the accident. But the only problem with that is I couldn't find anywhere where they ever found the truck or where there was ever evidence of an accident, anything like that. So it seems like if there was an accident, that there would be something, a skid mark, the truck, I mean, something that shows that a truck went off the road, whatever. But there has been nothing found even to this day. Another theory is that they were murdered. They were murdered by rivals and they were dumped in the coal mine. Now this could be true because if this were the case, it would almost be impossible, especially this day or to this day, to find anything. I did read where it said a few strands of human hair were found near the entrance to a mine shaft in Jefferson County at the time and have been misplaced, preventing modern testing to establish if they belonged to one of the men, which is also pretty fishy how they just get misplaced. Anyway, and then the last one, they were killed sometime after March 3rd. Who knows what could have happened on that night? Maybe they were totally fine. And again, they were doing their business. So it's not like it wasn't that big of a deal for them to be gone for a few days or to not contact anybody, but then they could have been killed sometime after that in some non-related way. Unfortunately, we don't know. And like I said, the case remains active to this day, and regular tips still come in weekly about what could have happened to these boys. Anyway, but there's been no proof of anything that would lead to an arrest or anything. And at this point, it's safe to assume maybe that even if there was a killer or killers, that they may even be dead at this point. This was 64 years ago or more, 56. So it's 65 years ago. So even if it was a young guy, 20 years old, he would be 85 today. I mean, it's safe to assume that he's not even around anymore. But I know the families probably still want to get some sort of closure on what happened. And maybe somebody does know what happened. They're just hiding it all these years later. So with that said, this was my first podcast. It was somewhat rough, but again, I enjoy reading these sort of things and listening to them. And hopefully you all will too, and hopefully they'll get better. Yeah, that's my hope. But I like talking too, so it'll be fun just to kind of go through these and get better. And I promise I'll get better. So when I do Alaska, I think is next. Alabama, Alaska, yeah, Alaska. I promise it'll be better, and it'll only get better. So stick with me, people. Leave a comment how I could get better, what you want to hear, maybe, who knows. But for now, the plan is to do a 50-state unsolved mystery. So I hope you enjoy, and I hope that you will listen next week.